receive and help me praise the Lord for what he's done for you and me. It's a my praise. And I dare somebody to testify to how many times that he's brought you through and how he's proven to be so tried and true. And say my praise. When I think about his goodness, what he's done for me, I can't help but say, shame just to lift the name, cause he gave you the victory. Clap those hands,
everybody.
And move those feet.
Those feet, everybody.
Say my praise.
My praise.
All ye people, clap those hands.
Clap those hands, everybody.
Move those feet.
Move those feet, everybody.
Shout my praise.
My praise.
I am so grateful for the love. Somebody to remind you that the same God that did it for me can do it for you. The Bible says he has no respect of persons. So if God did it for me, he can do it for you. Be encouraged, my brother. Be strong, my sister.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org. or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
Oh, he's a wonder in my heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Church. where I felt so all alone. Feeling like all my hope was gone. I laid away in my bed at night. I was wondering and hoping that it would be alright. Then the master on the sea, you know,
all of the praise, all of the glory, all of the thanksgiving be unto the Almighty and to the living God. To Jesus, who is our Lord and our Savior, and to the power, the indwelling, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit. To First Lady of this church, Pastor Alford, Pastor Brady, to Reverend Harbor, to these deacons who hold the mystery of the faith, to those who will be ministered by this radio ministry, and to you, O citizens of the kingdom of God, I greet you all in the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Now we shall get down to business. There is a word from the Lord today. There is a word from God on this day. God has something that he wants to say to us. The Lord has something that he wants to say to each and every one of us. There is a word from the Lord.
Yeah.
It is found in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. wipe this one off. Mute that. We are in some very turbulent times. We are in some times to where we don't know from one day until the next how the world, let them in, how the world is going to go.
Amen.
There is a word from the Lord. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, you'll find the scripture that is written. The writer says, now faith. We connect it all.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Now, faith is the substance of things
one word
hope for.
Yes.
Now, before I go any further, I need to let you know that faith is today.
Amen.
Hope is tomorrow.
Amen. Amen.
Did everybody get that faith? Faith. Your faith show up today. But what you have faith in will show up
tomorrow. All right.
Tomorrow.
Can't see it though.
Faith tells you that even though you can't put your hands on it,
come on now.
It's there.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
When you travel in the spiritual realm,
thank you, Jesus.
You know it's there.
Thank you, Jesus.
As you travel in the spiritual realm, what happens is God allows it to manifest day by day. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. I'd like to talk to you today about now faith.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. All right.
Wow.
Now faith. The grass will wither, the flower, it will fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. Now, faith. The writer here, this epistle has been attributed to Paul. Now, I want you to understand that by this being attributed to Paul, go ask him to see if that's synchronized to the same number he got up there. I want you to know that by being attributed to Paul, there were, after some 100 years AD, after the death of Christ, that when this epistle was written and found, they tried to attribute it to Peter, and then they tried to say that it could very well have possibly been John. But when you look at the text and you discover, as the preacher preaches, it is a Pauline epistle, because of the way that Paul talks about faith. Paul was an expert writer on faith. John and Peter wrote more the love of Christ. Who better to write about the love of Christ than those who were eyewitnesses that saw him hang on the cross after being beaten beyond recognition, and his first words were, "Father, forgive them." What kind of love is that? By John and Peter being there at the foot of the cross and witnessing such a love, they were experts in being able to write about the love of Christ and about the love of the church that Christ has for his church and the love that the church should have for Christ and each other. And so as they read it more, they discovered that this is a Pauline epistle. Because when it gets down to chapters 11 and 12, he finds that he identifies himself by talking about faith. Who would know better about faith than when you look in the book of Acts, that as they were traveling from one place to another, Paul was on a ship chained by and with a guard, and the ship ran into some problems. In fact, it ran into a storm, and people began to throw the cargo off of the ship, and Paul told them, said, "Listen, don't get off the ship." Paul says, "I've got faith that God has said, even though our travel would not be smooth, but our landing will be safe." Preach, Reverend Turner, that somebody need to write that down and put that in your notes, that your journey through this life will have some rough times in it. But God, in the book of Revelation, has promised you a safe landing. Jesus, the clue is right there in John chapter 14. I can feel the Spirit now. Jesus says, "In my Father's house, a minute." He said, "If it wasn't so, I wouldn't have." He said, "I'm coming to get you myself, so your landing will be free." So Paul writes here. Paul says, "I'm an expert in knowing that, and not seeing it, but knowing that it's there." In fact, I want to go ahead on and tell you the rest of the story, because Paul and the men that stayed in the ship came in. The ship burst into pieces. They came in on broken pieces. I need to talk to you for a minute. Well, let me put a pin right there. Every now and then, you're going to have to come in. You're going to be beat up, you're going to be battered, you're going to be bruised, you're going to be tired, you're going to be busted, you're going to be disgusted, but you're going to come in. Let me hurry along, lest I shall overload your wagon. In this particular text, watch how Paul opens this particular text up, Brad. Watch how he opens it up. Because in this chapter, he opens it up with the word now. That opens up and changes the whole landscape of the text. Because he doesn't say later, he says now. Now, faith. He puts now and faith together. I mean, who sane does that? Put now and faith. Who brings them to the altar? Who puts them together? Who joins them together? No one could do that except one who had experienced it. I need to tell you, Paul's in. Paul was beheaded by Caesar. Paul was beheaded. Even though he was beheaded by Caesar, Paul says, "My departure is at hand." He says, "But I'm ready, because I know that there is a crown laid up for me." Everyone here needs to know that even though Paul was going on, that was his hope, but his faith was right then. Let me help you. He says, now faith. Now here's what caught, confined, and captivated my attention, because he puts now and faith together. He does not give us a definition of faith.
No.
This is what puzzled me, because he does not give us a definition of faith. Watch what he does. He gives us a description of it.
Yes, he does.
I always wondered why would he not give us a definition of it? He says, well, the Spirit says, well, the reason why he did not give you a definition of it is because he couldn't. Each believer, when he's filled by the Holy Spirit, has his or her own definition. Somebody didn't get that yet. As you live, you learn, and you learn to have your own definition of faith. I need to give you Turner's definition of faith. I need to give it to you since you've been asking me for it. I'll give it to you. My definition of faith is doing it and trusting God for the results. I don't know if that'll do you any good. It might not do you any good. Of course, that's Turnerology, and you can do whatever you want to with Turnerology, but it works for Turner. And Turner's definition of faith is, I'm going to do it and trust my God. Well, Turner, where in the world would you get that kind of definition? It almost sounds ludicrous, but it is not psychotic or ludicrous, because if you know the story, if you know the gift and the gift giver, if you know the Lord like I know him, touch your neighbor and say, if you know the Lord like I know him, if you know him the way, if your neighbor know the Lord like you know him, you ought to walk down through the corridors of your mind, and you'll come up with your own definition of faith, because he woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. When you were down, God picked you up. When you were broke, God made sure that something was there provided for you. When you were naked, God put some clothes on your back and they wasn't fig leaves. I wish I had three believers. When you were lonely, God walked in late in the midnight hour and turned things around for you. I wish I had three believers. When you know God like I know him, there ought to be seven folk that ought to stand up and tell the world, can't nobody do me? That might be somebody else's definition. Let me chunk one out there at you. Can't nobody do me like Jesus? Anybody here ever tried him? Have you ever tried him? Do you know that he'll work it out? There are three people in here, they said, would never be nothing. That's about three more people that said, you'll never amount to anything. But you ought to tell them how you like me now. I'm not crippled, I'm not blind, and I'm not crazy, because I trusted in God. Let me hurl this out here at you for a minute, because I only got about 10 more minutes. Let me hurl this one at you. Watch this. The old folk had it right when they said, baby, have you ever gone and talked to them when you had a problem? I'm talking about, have you talked to old people? Go talk to your grandmother, your great-grandma. If they're not living, go talk to somebody in the nursing home. They still got their wits with them. They just in the nursing home. They maybe not be walking as fast as they used to walk. They just in the nursing home. Go sit down and talk to them, and they're going to tell you, after you get through, they're going to say, baby, just trust. You got degrees this long, and they got wits this long. They've trusted in the Lord. You're the sheep, but they know the shepherd. Paul says, now, faith, he does not give us a definition, but he gives us a description. And notice that there are two truths that are found here concerning its activity. First, faith provides substance.
Yes, it does.
He says, now faith is the substance. Put the scripture. Faith is the substance, which in we took the liberty of looking up ourselves, and it is a hypothesis in Greek. Something that the Greek says is fact. I know this would. Something that the Greek says is a hypothesis, which it had broad uses, and normally by it being that, it means assurance. In other words, let me put it together. Faith is something, well, let me go ebonically. Excuse me, those of you who have the King's English right. Let me go down this alley. In other words, faith is something that you sure enough can depend on. I mean, you sure enough. You know that it is there. It is three things, and then I'll leave you alone. Let me move on to the next point. Three things. Here, you will notice that now faith. Now faith is a firm persuasion and expectation that God will perform all he has said. Somebody didn't get it. Now faith is a firm persuasion. That an expectation every Christian should have expectation. If you are a child of God, you should be in living each day in expectation. What Christian is it that don't live